I just the other day got internet was sent by my staff at 10 o'clock in the morning on Friday. I got it yesterday. Why? Because it got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the internet commercially. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. And trust laws, as a matter of fact, that's going to come out of the Judiciary Committee. We made an agreement, I don't know if you know this, with the Judiciary Committee. We would not deal with antitrust concepts in this committee. They're going to look at the internet from the point of view of antitrust, and they're going to report something concerning antitrust to the floor, and we'll decide whether we add that to this bill or whether they have to do it separately. But the regulatory report approach is wrong. Your approach is regulatory. It's regulatory in the sense that it says no one can charge anyone for massively invading this world of the internet.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. I thought you were finished.
No, I'm not finished. I've listened to the lady for quite some time. I want to make sure people understand my position. I'm not going to take a lot of time. But those people who want to support these things, are the people who want to use the internet for the end use of their profit, not for the consumer. And these are people who are charging, in effect, for what they're delivering. Now, I think the result, if we went your way, instead of paying $30 a month, we'd be paying $50 or $60 a month, will be fewer broadband subscribers, it will restrict it. I think that's why the world has turned against this. They have not done it. There has been, I don't think anyone can show that there's been a violation in the sense that we call net neutrality. As a matter of fact, in our bill, we have a provision that requires the FCC to monitor this. If they find anything that looks like a violation of internet neutrality, they must immediately call it to the attention of Congress. Until that time, we are saying that they cannot invade this area and start regulations of the type that the senator is describing. I think network security, network independence, is absolutely essential. The wrong regulatory approach, imposing a heavy-handed regulation before there's a demonstrated need, is wrong. And the senator, when you realize that, you're asking for regulation. You're asking for a two-tiered system. You're asking now that you tell people who do have these systems that they cannot ask that someone pay for the increased capability they provide what? For business. I don't have to have that kind of speed they're talking about in terms of the speeds that they're going to put in the internet. But the people who are streaming through 10, 12 movies at a time, or a whole book at a time, for consumers' use. Those are not you and me. They're not the consumers. They're the providers. And those people that provide these things over the internet and use the internet for a delivery service rather than for a concept of communication, that's the difference. Now, I do not believe that net neutrality is something that... Well, I would say this. I don't think anyone here has defined what net neutrality is. And we've heard that we're slipping behind. This bill is designed to let us go ahead, to expand the whole concept of communication. And here we have this one situation where enormous entities want to use the internet for their purpose to save money for doing what they're doing now. They use FedEx, they use the delivery services, they use the mail, they deliver in other ways, but they want to deliver vast amounts of information over the internet. And again, the internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. And if you don't understand, those tubes can be filled. And if they're filled, when you put your message in, it gets in line. It's going to be delayed by anyone that puts into that tube enormous amounts of material. Now, we have a separate Department of Defense to do that now. You know that? You know why? Because they have to have theirs delivered immediately. They can't afford getting delayed by other people. The security of the United States requires a separate network for defense. Now, I think these people are arguing for whether they should be able to dump all that stuff on the internet, or to consider whether they ought to build a system themselves. Maybe there is a place for commercial net, but it's not using what the consumers use every day. It's not using service, and that it's essential, I think, to this small business. It's essential to our operation of families. The whole concept is that we should not go into this until someone shows that there's something that's been done that really is a violation of net neutrality. That is you and me.